This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. We are now joined by Sean Thanis of the news team for today's Keep in View. So today we're talking about the cost of COVID-19 vaccines. And one of the prominent pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer, has come out to defend the prices of its vaccines. Sean, tell us more about this.
Yeah, so Pfizer has received some criticism from some world leaders, and the latest one is from the Belgian government. And this is over the price of its jointly developed vaccine with Germany-based BioNTech. And the Bulgarian Prime Minister also warned earlier this week that Brussels is facing a huge price hike after negotiating nearly 2 billion additional doses of the vaccine for the coming years. So he said that the price started at 12 euros, which is about 50 ringgit. And then it became 15 euros. And now contracts are being signed at a price of almost 20 euros. But the head of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, has defended the cost. He says making the vaccine is not easy and that the vaccine does so much in terms of saving lives and also allowing economies to open. But despite all that, he says the vaccine is only being sold at the cost of a meal. And he didn't say how much the vaccines are being sold for, but he did admit that developed countries in the EU or the US pay a higher price for it. But he assured that in the middle-income countries, they sell it for half the price. And in countries like Africa, they sell it at a cost. However, this has also raised some doubts about how widely the vaccine is being distributed, right, in African countries, for example, because for vaccines produced by Pfizer, at least, they have to be stored in these ultra-cold freezers. And even these freezers are very expensive to begin with. So so a lot of questions are being raised about just the pricing and just how they are being distributed altogether.
And this is an issue that really has started even right at the beginning when talks of vaccines came out, right? The price of it, how different countries will afford it, how pharmaceutical companies can cover their costs, make a profit while also being fair. Now, the World Health Organization did raise some concerns on the prices of vaccines. And they said as well that this has become a really complex issue. And I think this goes back to the different types of contracts that were designed for different countries.
Yeah, so I think the reason Pfizer has gotten so much attention is because of the difference in approach taken by the British-Swedish drug maker AstraZeneca. So the company has promised not to make a profit on its product during the pandemic. And they've sold it to the EU for less than 2 euros a unit, which is about 10 ringgit only. And there are also countries pointing out that companies like Pfizer and Moderna will generate billions of dollars in revenues for their COVID-19 vaccines. And the different types of contracts could also handicap certain nations. Like you mentioned, the WHO itself has noted that these, ever-changing contract elements and clauses, all these things. So if you look at the contracts, they are tailor-made. So some involves like guaranteed volume. Some has these clauses about upfront payment. Some includes multi-year contracts. And then some can get discounts if they're buying in bundles and then rebates and discounts. So all sorts of things are being considered when you sign these contracts, right? So these conditions make it more difficult to identify the actual price of a vaccine for different nations and situations. And another thing to consider is we basically don't know how many times we need to get vaccinated. So the US government has said that they are preparing for the possibility that a booster shot will be needed between 9 to 12 months after people are initially vaccinated. So Pfizer themselves have said that people will likely need a third dose of the vaccine within a year. And then after that, people may just need like annual shots to retain immunity. But this is also, you know, subject to changes because new variants are coming and they are continue to develop across the world. So it all comes down to that debate again, whether, you know, whether it's how we look at profit versus the universal right to healthcare, you know, in general. So I believe that going forward, as they develop more vaccines and as they see more competitors coming up, then I think people like these companies like Pfizer, they will eventually realize that, you know, okay, we'll bring down the price because right now the competition is an issue. And also right now they are sort of the flavor of the week, because we are looking at all the other vaccines that blood clots, this and that. So once they start seeing issues with their vaccine products, then maybe all these complexities and all these contracts will change. But for countries that have signed long-term contracts, that's a worry. And I'm interested to know what kind of contracts we have signed as a country.
So that's actually that long-term picture is the interesting one, right? Because on the one hand, we are in this for the long term. And so it's almost like whether we like it or not, we need them. We need these pharmaceutical companies, because as of now, there's no other way to handle the pandemic.
Right.
But on the other hand, you're right that as this becomes something that more governments get used to handling and dealing with, and we might see other players come into the market, that then these companies might find that they can't call all of the shots, literally all of the shots anymore, because there'll be competitors, there'll be other ways and new information that comes to light. So I would be interested, actually, to also know what sort of contract we have. And I'd like to see what happens over the course of, let's say, the next 1 year, as we see different players distinguish themselves in different ways.
Right.
Let us know what you think. In terms of the price of vaccines, does more need to be done to hold these pharmaceutical companies to a particular price to make these vaccines affordable to everyone? You can call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.